If you take them with me and turn to the book of Mark, please. Mark chapter number 5. Mark chapter 5. Mark chapter number 5, we'll begin looking in verse number 24. Mark chapter 5, verse number 24. Let's pray and we'll begin. Our heavenly gracious Father, Lord, we thank you for this day that you've given us. We thank you for the opportunity we have to be able to worship you in your house. And Lord, I pray this morning that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would have complete control of my life this morning. May I say only what you'd have me to say, and only as you lead me to say. And Lord, may the speaking of your word be so clear to the ears and the hearts of each and every individual this morning that we would sincerely and genuinely ask ourselves before you what it is that you may be trying to speak to us about. So, Lord, I pray that you would touch hearts this morning as you've touched mine. And, Lord, work within our lives, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 24, the Bible says, "And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him, and touched his garment. For she said, 'If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole.' And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the virtue had gone out of him, turned himself about in the press and said, 'Who touched my clothes?' And his disciples said unto him, 'Thou seest the multitude throng thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?' And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, 'Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague.'" You may have heard the phrase before, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family. And the older I come to realize, your family, as you cannot choose them, if you don't stay in touch with them, it's very easy to lose track of what's going on in their lives. And there is an expectation also because your family to know what is going on in their lives. And it's that idea of staying in touch with them. This morning I want to talk to you about getting in touch with God. Getting in touch with God. You see, this woman here, as we know the story, some of you very well, she had a physical touching of the Lord, but in reality there was also a spiritual touch for the Lord. I wonder if you might be here this morning and you might need to get in touch with the Lord. Maybe you have allowed your relationship with God to become farther distant than it should be. Maybe your relationship with God is in conversation, and your prayer life is not where and what it should be. Your time and spending in the Word of God and reading is not where and what it should be. Your relationship with God is so distant that the most frequent time that you do spend with the Lord is within God's house or with the homework that you're given in Sunday school. I wonder, are you in touch with the Lord? Are you aware of what God is actively doing in your life? Are you, as an individual, as a Christian, seeking to let God do something active within your life? The Bible tells us here that this woman with this issue of blood, we not knowing exactly, specifically what it was in the problem or the issue it was that she had, but we know this much, that she simply and only wanted a touch of the Lord. And the sad part is many of us don't even have that. While some of us do have that, we've allowed our relationship with God to become distant. I wonder, Christian, how in touch with the Lord are you? The unfortunate thing is our own selfishness and our own pride in the midst of our flesh. We allow our own issues to have the predominant concern in our life rather than our own relationship with Christ. When was the last time that you got a hold of the Lord? understand, this woman, this lady was just simply wanting a touch. While some of us need to simply just get a hold of the Lord. We need a full grasp of the Lord. May I say, as this woman just had just the slightest touch and God did something in her life, God can do the same in your life, amen? You get in touch with the Lord, God can do something miraculous in your life. There's no excuse, as family may say, for not getting in touch with them. The reality is there's no excuse for us not being in touch with the Lord if you have a saving knowledge and understanding of Him, amen? The Bible tells us our relationship with God must be a consistent moment-by-moment walk with Him. A consistent moment-by-moment walk with Him. The pastor was asking me earlier this morning, what are you going to speak on? And I said, getting in touch with God. He said, do you have a phone number? You know, the reality of it is, I wish that I could give you a phone number and say, here, just call this number, and your relationship with God will increase substantially. You'll be right in touch with God as you should be. We're talking about a spiritual relationship with God. Getting in touch with Him in that way. How close is your walk with Him? I talked with the teenagers as we came back from teen camp, and that many of them stepped forward with the decision of saying, I'm surrendering, committing my life to God. The end of teen camp week, the Lord spoke to my heart, and I'm going to surrender my life to God and be more committed to Him. And as I shared with them, I share the same with you this morning, that the beginning of that commitment and surrender to God begins the moment you return home. And then it continues every moment of your life. You say, you're expecting me to be a perfect Christian. Well, there's no perfect Christian. We pray and wish that we could be perfect, but the reality of sin is that we cannot be perfect, but we can, through the power of God's Holy Spirit and His leading, we can have a correct and right walk with Him. Are you in touch with the Lord this morning? The Bible tells us here, as we're talking here together, I want to give you three different things, three different ways in how that you can get in touch with God. Three different ways in how that you can get in touch with God. Number one, first of all, respond without excuses. Respond without excuses. The reality of it is the reason why we often say, oh, I've been out of church, or I haven't been reading my Bible, or oh, I haven't been being a soul winner, or oh, I haven't been telling others about Christ all through in my family and all throughout my life, and no moment by moment, because I'm just so busy. There's so many things that are going on in my life. We give ourselves excuses. Never excuse in the book. But you think of this lady, and as she went to reach out to just simply touch the Lord, there were no excuses that came in her way. You see, the proposed cures didn't keep her from responding. If you look with me in verse number 26, the Bible says, and had suffered many things of many physicians. This goes to tell us that this woman, this lady, had come to many other doctors, many other professional opinions to receive, what is it that's wrong with me? Someone tell for me, give me some kind of a medication, make me better. I'm trying to figure out my problem. And the reality is oftentimes before ever coming to God, we run to every other professional opinion. I tell the young people, hey, you believe God's calling you to do something. God's leading you to a specific area in your life. And I've had some teenagers tell me, well, I've talked to so-and-so, and they've been in this business degree for years upon years, and they've had masters upon masters, and they've gone to this professional school, and I've got their advice, and I really think this is what I should do. And I turn around and ask them, as I'm telling you this morning, have you asked the Lord? Have you let God have the opinion? Have you let God give the cure? Have you let God give the problem that's in your life? Oftentimes we're running with every other reason and to every other individual, every other friend, every other family member, every other professional counselor. We're watching videos, watching and reading books and spending time in that manner, trying to get professional opinions on how to live life and live it in such a professional way, or live it in a right way, because we're going through whatever it is in your life. People go through areas of depression, go through areas of simply discouragement, go through financial difficulties, go through family difficulties. We go through problems within our life, and we run to every other person and try to get in touch with them before we ever get in touch with God. How is your relationship with Christ? Responding without excuses. You know, the oftentimes unfortunate thing, the problem is we haven't even taken the step yet to respond. I wonder, when was the last time that you responded to the Lord? Sure, we could talk about an invitation time where you're kneeling down at the altar, but beyond that, when was the last time you responded to God's leading in your life? You see, this lady, this woman knew what God could do. She had heard what God could do. In fact, she'd never even seen it, but she knew within her mind what God could do, and that's what drove her to getting in touch with Christ. What I'm telling you this morning is we as Christians, you as a believer this morning, you knowing what God can do in and through your life, what's keeping you from coming to Him? What's keeping you from responding to Him? What's keeping you from responding to Christ? Are you giving yourself every excuse? Oh, I've got little ones in my life, and I just can't seem to ever have time to really focus on my own personal life. Or you just don't understand, the things that are going on are just so overwhelming. I just feel like I'm at the end of myself. This woman, the Bible tells us, only but heard of the Lord, and that caused her to respond. A proposed cure didn't keep her from responding. You know, we talk about who it is that we come to for advice. I've heard parents tell me concerning their teenagers, and they say, you just don't understand. Their coach has said they are the most excelled on the team. I mean, they are at the top, utmost level. I've heard teenagers say, well, you don't understand. I have done really, really well in whatever athletic thing. And I'm really doing, just succeeding very well in what I'm doing. Is that any excuse for us responding to God? You see, we come to every other person who says, oh, you're doing really well with your life. Oh, you're succeeding in your life. Oh, you're going to make it on with life. But what does God say about your life? Have we gotten in touch with the Lord for our families, our children, our own personal lives, husbands and wives? Are we in touch with the Lord? The Bible tells us that we are to respond without excuses. And the proposed cures, the opinions of others didn't keep her from responding. Secondly, the lack of finances didn't keep her from responding. The lack of finances didn't keep her from responding. The Bible says in verse number 26, and had suffered many things from many physicians and had, what are those next two words? Spent all. She'd spent everything. She put all of her investment in trying to figure out the problem, and trying to figure out the issue, and trying to find the cure. And how unfortunate it is, many of us as believers, as Christians, it's finances that are keeping us from responding to the Lord. Because we put all of our finances in so many things of ourself rather than things of God. Amen? Hey, when was the last time you responded to the Lord in the area of giving and missions? You responded to the Lord in the area of giving your tithe. You responded to the Lord in just helping maybe to sponsor a camper to go to teen camp. By the way, I am thankful to those of you who have helped to sponsor. You've given financially towards these young people to help them to be invested in and to take those steps within their Christian life, be under some good, solid preaching. But we talk about our own individual lives. Are we in touch with God? Are we in touch with the Lord? Are we responding to Him? And the lack of finances didn't keep her from responding. She didn't say, oh, well, I don't have anything. I don't have any money. I don't have any more to give. She gave all that she had left. And she said, even if I but touch, that's all I need to do. That's how important my walk and my relationship with Christ would be. Just having, but even the touch of the Lord. I love the thought of even the fact that she didn't touch. It wasn't his own physical being which they touched. She touched just His garment. You understand the very slightest touch of the Lord can have such a dramatic impact upon your life. Amen? Some of you know exactly to what I'm referring to. You say, you've gone through that moment in your life where you came down and realized that you had nothing left. You see, this is where this woman, where this lady had realized that she had come to. She had nothing left to give. All she had left to do was to reach out and to touch the Lord. To reach out and to touch the Lord. Is the lack of finances keeping you from giving? Hey, I've been there before. I've had times where I've had to even, you might say, wrestle back and forth with my wife and say, man, what about our own finances? Well, what about our relationship with God and serving Him and furthering His work and doing what He has called us and He is leading us to do? The honest truth of the matter is we as Christians know when God is leading, but are we responding? We know when God is leading, but are we responding? And what excuses are we giving to ourselves? The Bible says that not only did the lack of finances not keep her from responding, but also the crowd of people didn't keep her from responding. The Bible says in verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. Here's all this massive group of people, and they're all crowding around the Lord Jesus Christ. They're bumping shoulders back and forth with him, and Jesus feels somebody touch him. But understand that this touch was not just any normal touch. The Bible tells us that his virtue has gone out of him. He knew that that touch was a touch of desperation in getting in touch with God herself, spiritually. There was more than just a accidental, a get out of my way, a watch out, there's many people coming through sort of touch. This is why it was so noticeable to the Lord. Let me tell you how noticeable we will be to the Lord if you but slightly get in touch with him. The Bible tells us this crowd didn't keep her from coming. And how many times we put people, individuals in front of us, and we allow them to be our reason for not responding to God. Oh, there's just too many people that are down at the altar. I'm going to trip over them. There's orchestra stands that are in the way, there's so many of the teenagers that I might just trip over them, and they look at me funny, and we give our excuses for every other reason not to respond in church. Oh, well, there's just too many reasons going on in my life, and too many people that are going to be watching me and giving their opinions, and I just don't think that it's right for me to respond just yet. Oftentimes we point the finger at other people, other individuals. You see, the crowd didn't keep her from responding. Oh, well, I just don't like to go door knocking because what are people going to think of me? I don't always know what to say. I'm not good at talking with people. We give our excuses for the people. But what about our relationship with God? Amen? What about our getting in touch with the Lord? The Bible tells us that she responded to the Lord. She responded to the Lord. Are you responding to God? Are you responding to him? Are you doing as he would call and lead you to do, fathers, to lead your family? Are you doing as God would call and lead you to do, mothers? Teenagers, are you doing as God would call you and lead you to do? God must come first. The ones who we get in touch to, it must be Christ first. And as Christ would work in and through our lives, then we can reach out to the others. The Bible tells us we're always reaching out for so many other things. It's like the story of the young boy who on Easter morning, there was a basket of chocolates, which he had the opportunity to pick whatever piece that he wanted out of that basket. And as he looked in that basket, he saw multiple different chocolates all covered in the bright, shining foil. And one particular was this large chocolate rabbit, which he saw its ears just sticking up out of that basket full of chocolates. And as he reached in and grabbed for that chocolate, he went to open it up and take a big bite into its ears just to find out inside that it was hollow. There's nothing inside. And the reality of it is we're always reaching for all the big things, the shiny things, the things that we consider important that are cures to our problems, cures to our issues, that can solve the problems of life when all we really need to do is just simply get in touch with God. How is your relationship with Christ? Are you responding to him? Secondly, the Bible tells us that she reached out with purpose. She reached out with purpose. I mentioned this a moment ago. The touch which she had of the Lord Jesus on his garment was not just any touch. It was a touch of desperation. It was a touch of urgency. It was a touch of saying, I need so importantly to have my relationship increase with God. And if I just simply but have the slightest touch of him, then there's no telling what God can do with my life. And may I say, Christians, if we just have that same urgency, that same desperation, this the slightest touch of getting in touch with the Lord, what could God do through your life? Just the slightest touch. Reaching out with a purpose. Understand, she reached out with faith. She reached out with faith. The Bible says in verse 28 that she had heard, and here's what she makes a statement, I shall be whole. If I may but touch him. She hadn't even seen him do the work. She'd only but heard it. She hadn't even done it herself yet. But she had faith in believing that if she only but touched the Lord, there was no telling what God could do through her life. The Bible says in verse 34, and he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. You see, this reaching out to God, we're not only responding to God, but when we reach out to Him, we're reaching out in faith. See, I don't know the outcome. I don't know what God's going to do. I don't know what He's calling and leading me to do. Or maybe you do know, but you don't know the outcome of it. God says, reach out in faith. Reach out in faith. We had some of the teenagers who responded on Friday night. There was a message that was given by Brother Tom Farrell, and the message was concerning our commitment and our surrender to the Lord. And I talked with some young people afterward, after the invitation, and some of them said, I don't really know what it is that God would have me to do, but I'm surrendering, I'm committing my life. And some of them went as far as saying, I believe that maybe God is calling me to ministry, but I'm not really sure all the outcome. Here's the reality of it is, we're reaching out in faith. God's calling and leading you to do something, leading you to an area of your life. Maybe it's just simply the responding that's keeping you. Maybe you've responded, but you're not reaching out like you should be. Reaching out in faith. Believing that what God could do through you can be a life-changing moment. You understand that this woman's life was changed instantaneously the moment she reached out and touched the Lord. Changed instantaneously. The unfortunate thing is that some of us as Christians, we keep ourselves from getting in touch with God, from doing the things that God would have for us to do with our lives, because there's too much of self, and we give our every excuse in the book. She reached out in faith. I mentioned a moment ago, she reached out in urgency. She said, if I may but touch. If I may but touch, he didn't say if I may but grab and get a hold of, I just need to hug him. I need to get a firm grasp of him. I just need a touch. Understand, Christians, this is all that God is asking for you to do, is to simply just get in touch with him. May I say, there's some of us as Christians have gotten a hold of him. Praise the Lord for that. But some of us just need to get back in touch with him. We need to get back and faithful to a soul winning ministry. We need to get back and faithful to cleaning the church. You get back and faithful to helping out in youth programs. Get back and faithful to helping out in the Christian school. You get back and faithful to helping out, you fill in the blank. What talents and skills has God given to you that you aren't using for Him? Has God not purposely given us those? The Bible says He has a purpose in all things. The Bible says He's given each and every one of us gifts. The Bible says our body is not our own. Everything that we've been given has been given for the purpose of honoring and glorifying God. And yet, rather than responding and reaching out to God, we allow our flesh and our own self-desires to keep us from doing so. You understand, once again, there's those who respond, but then there's the others who are really reaching. And they're reaching out in faith. And they're reaching out in urgency. I don't know exactly what I'm going to touch. I don't exactly know how much a hold of Christ I'm going to get, but I'm going to get all I can get. I don't know how much God can use me. I don't know what the outcome can be in the end, but I'm just going to try to get a hold of and touch the Lord. Just touch Him. Just the garment of Him. You need to get in touch with the Lord. Reaching out. Reaching out. The Bible says it was a reach of urgency. That was her top priority. Is that the top priority for your life? To get in touch with God. Is that above everything else in your life? Even above family. Above everything else in your life, is Christ first? Is He the one who's above? Is He given the preeminence? This was not only a reach of faith, a reach of urgency, but it was also a reach, a transformation. And understand, as I said a moment ago, the moment she touched the Lord, her life was changed. And what I'm telling you, congregation, this morning, you're not in touch with God, you need to get back in touch with Him. The moment you get in touch with the Lord, there's no telling what God can do in your life. Amen? You get in God's will and you do what God is calling and leading you to do, and you're serving Him to the best of your ability. There's no telling what God can do through your life. Will you get in touch with Him? Will you reach out with an urgency? Will you reach out with a desire of faith, believing, I don't know how it's all going to turn out in the end, but I'm going to trust God within it. If I can just have the slightest touch of God, then I know I can teach that classroom. Then I know I can help out in neighborhood Bible time. Then I know I can stand at that doorstep and give the gospel. Then I know I can help out in the Christian school. Then I know I can help out in the youth group. You fill in the blank. Are we getting in touch with the Lord? Are we getting in touch with Christ? Notice the last thing with me. There was a response, there was a reaching out, then lastly, there was a reverence. You as a Christian, you're trying to get in touch with God, respond to Him, reach out to Him, and reverence Him. Reverence Him. The Bible says in verse 23, "But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth." This was a fearing and trembling. Notice, it was a fear and trembling, not because she's scared and shivering in a corner, because of what all God had just done in her life. There's a sudden, instantaneous reverence. What has God just done in my life? I can't help but want to worship Him. I can't help but give Him the credit, because look at what God is doing through me. And what I'm saying as Christians is, when we have the faith and believing that when we just get in touch with God, God can do such a transformational, miraculous work in our life that our response in the end will be nothing but reverence. See, how do I know if I'm in touch with God? Well, are you reverencing the Lord? How's your worship towards the Lord? How do you see God? We just had a time of song service. I know we had some patriotic songs and that sort of thing. But in the midst of everything which we do in God's house, is your mind on God? In the midst of everything you do in your own individual life, is your mind upon God? Your family devotions. You know, the reality of it is we go through routines. And we can respond, we can reach out, but we can do it without reverence. Let me say that again. We can respond and we can reach out, but we can do it without the reverence. That is, without that sincere, genuine desire, this is why I'm doing it. It's not because Pastor Butts says so, because Pastor Stephen says so. It's not because Brother Austin says so. It's not because my parents say so. Because God says so. Are you in touch with God? Reverence. There was a reverence in all. The Bible says she feared. This fearing is a reverential obedience. You see, the question was asked to her, if you look there in that passage in Mark chapter 5 in verse number 33, the Bible says, "The woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before Him and told Him all the truth. And He said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." Back up a second. Verse 30. The Bible says, "Who touched my clothes?" He knew. She knew. She could have just said, "Oh, I've been healed. That's all I've been here to do." But when she reached out and touched, and God said, "Who touched me?" She responded in a fear and trembling of reverence. "Lord, it was me. I touched you. That was me. I'm trying to get in touch with you. I need your help. I just wanted to just get the slightest touch of you. That's what I need for my life." What if we as Christians had the same response of God, the same reaching out to God, and the same reverence towards God? There's no telling what God could do through this church, through your life, through your family. Getting in touch with the Lord. The Bible says she feared, a reverential obedience. She trembled. She responded in reverential fear. This is beyond just fear. This trembling is the idea of amazement. She's amazed, just in awe of the fact, "I'm healed. God has just miraculously changed my life." If you are reaching out to the Lord and you know in your own personal life that God has done something or God is actively doing something in your life, are you responding in reverence to Him? When was the last time you got down on a knee before the Lord and said, "Lord, thank you. Lord, it is me. Lord, I do need to get in touch with you. Lord, I am trying to reach out to you. Lord, I'm trying to get a better hold on you. That's me, Lord." In fear and trembling, amazement at all that God can do, because you know in your own heart, by faith, believing what God can do in your life. The Bible tells us reverence in all. She feared, she trembled. The Bible says in verse 33 that she fell down. She came and she fell down before Him. Here's where the action comes into play. You realize you can even go as far as fearing and trembling the Lord, being so amazed at who He is, but refusing to respond in a worship to Him. This is where it was put to action. Immediately she fell down upon her knees before the Lord. Say, God, thank you. God, I'm giving all the credit to you. God, keep working in my life. God, thank you. I wonder if you might be here this morning and you say, you know, I need to get in touch with God. I'm not in touch with Him as I should be. You'd say, my relationship with Christ is not where it should be in my family or maybe my individual life. Maybe you'd say, I know what God can do, and in fact, He's even done it, but I haven't been reverencing Him as I should be. I need to fall down before Him. Now you'd say, I have responded to God, but I just haven't gotten to the point of reaching out. The Bible says, reach out in faith. Are you, as a Christian, doing all that you can to get in touch with the Lord? Getting in touch with God. We talked this morning in our Sunday school class about unity and how that a youth group, a unity is the desire of each of us as individuals having the same goal and purpose as a whole to accomplish the work of God in our own life and in the work of others. And I say as a church, Westside Baptist Church as a whole, if we ever expect for God to unify us, to be of one mind, we got to be sure that we're all in touch with Him. And that even in the midst of our acknowledging of who He is and what He can do, that we're having a reverential awe before Him. What could God do through your life in the ministry of Westside Baptist Church if you reach out to Him? And not just reaching out, but reaching out with urgency, with a sincere, genuine desire of God doing something miraculous in your life. That's every head bowed and every eye closed.